Hello there. It's January 2nd, 2020, and it's 1 a.m. And I thought, hey, maybe I should record a little something for fun. Not quite sure exactly what I'm going to talk about because I wasn't planning on recording anything until just a second ago. Decided to press record and here I am. So I just spent the last, I want to say 4 hours watching war documentary on Netflix, specifically World War II in color is what it's called. And I don't know, after watching that, it's so much to know and remember that it's very difficult to keep track of, like, who did what and how things escalated, and even just, like, trying to think about how people, so many people supported the Nazi Party back then, and even people support it now. So it's like, how do you become someone who, you know, like, looking back in history, it's wrong. And at the time, what made them feel like they were in the right, you know? So I'd love to pretty much dive into researching the psychology behind that would be very interesting to me. And then just like how so many people follow a leader when they're hopeless in their own lives. They look to a leader for guidance. And if that leader seems strong, bold, and pretty much takes risks in order to gain things for you individually, or you as a country, or you as a community, then yeah, people will flock to them and believe in them. And I think of, like, I always think about sports teams or sports in general, when I think about people wanting to be part of a team and that mentality of, like, and they take it very personal when their team loses or wins. And that's the same when it comes to politicians. Like, if your team wins, then you're obviously happy. And then when they lose, you're angry, and you're angry at the other team. So I don't know if it's just this psychology where we like to, like, a groupthink type of thing, or if there are, I mean, I know there are people out there who think for themselves, who probably tries to understand both sides. But at the same time, it's very hard not to be biased in one way or another. It's just, it's who you are, you know? Like, if something's wrong, you want to call that out. And not everyone's going to fight for the underdog. Not everyone's going to fight for the person who is basically like Jesus, you know? Like, Jesus is like the character I don't want to say a character. No. Jesus is someone people revere, and is, well, Christians, and they, like, just looking back, he was persecuted, and he was, you know, basically treated horribly and killed and died at the cross, and that's how you know, like, no matter who you are, you could be a saint, and there will still be people out there trying to discredit you or not believe in you or whatever. So my whole point in all of this is really that I feel kind of helpless. I feel helpless for this country in general, but also the whole world. Like, we don't live in a very peaceful world at all, and we never have. It's been war after war after war since the beginning of man. And I don't think that the people in charge want us to live in peaceful times, because there are profiteers of war, there are profiteers of chaos. And they create it in order for us to keep, you know, buying into whatever they're selling. So, this year, you know, it's an election year. And it's actually one of the most, I mean, every time there's an election, it seems that way, that it's like the most important election ever of your lifetime. And this year, it's going to be true as well. We have, you know, a president who, you know, I don't even know how I feel about him, because I don't want to just automatically demonize him, because I do see a truth in some of the things that he says about the media. But I do know from personal, like, for me personally watching the news, that the media does, they're selling stories and they're pushing an agenda as well. So in that sense, I do agree with him, but I don't believe that they're just falsely, like, putting out stories. But I do know they pick and choose what to promote. And so, anyways, besides that, I think that he is not a very smart person. And I don't know. I can just tell by the way he speaks about things. He never goes into details. He's very on the surface. He also says the most ridiculous things that don't make any sense pertaining to what he's talking about. And just knowing the kind of, like, vile man he is against women, like, of course I don't like him. Why would I? Why would I respect him if he's that kind of individual who, the way he speaks about people? It's just disgusting. I wouldn't want a friend like that. So why would I want to look up to and respect a president like that? No. So those are my feelings about him. I still don't feel like it's right of him to demonize people based on their color of their skin, or to make comments about people based on their looks. Like, all those things are just so, like, I want to say unprofessional, but I feel like we're way past that now. It's ugly how he talks. And then the people who push him, like, I know he didn't do this all on his own. There's several people with money and power, and they put him there. So, you know, why are they putting him there? Why is he their chosen one? And also, like, how do people listen to him and feel inspired? I don't know. But this is just my little rant, because lately, you know, I just been trying to trying to stay on top of, like, the news, in a sense, just to be, I don't know, like, I find it interesting. So I like it, but at the same time, it gets super overwhelming. So instead of watching, like, regular news on, like, cable news or whatever, because a lot of pundits are there, on there, are going to influence how you feel and, like, by the things they say. So I tend to rather watch the news where it's just reported. Like, on regular news channels, it seems like they just do more reporting than, like, giving their opinions. And yeah, I'm excited. I think that, I don't know, I'm excited about Andrew Yang. Not because he's Asian, no, but we do have the same last name. So it's hard not to feel proud of that. But at the same time, it's mostly because what he says is very leveled. And we need that. You know, we need someone who can bring people from all different ideologies together. Because we're talking about the fourth industrial revolution, how technology is going to change everything around us. And if we don't change with it, we're going to get left behind, because technology is actually, it's moving way faster than we are. And yeah, people need universal income. They do. Because all these jobs are going to disappear quickly. People are going to be stressed. It's just like giving food to people, you know, like, you need somewhere to start, and it will help boost the economy because people are going to be spending it. Instead, if people don't have money and they're not spending money, businesses suffer, like mine. So, I'm going to be keeping a close eye on that. And then for the rest of 2020, my goals are really to just travel more. Just keep traveling. Just keep going to places and taking the opportunity anytime it's there. And I will always, always make that a priority in all of my resolutions. This year I'm going to start off really low carb, but moving back into carnivore, because honestly I felt really good. I had great results and I want to continue going. So that is actually my main goal health-wise. And then my last goal, like my huge goal, is really to create boundaries with people and stand up for myself and not be afraid to say what I need to say, but saying it where people feel like they can't talk, like where people don't feel like they can't talk to me. So basically, approachable but stern, and there's a way to do that, and I want to be able to do it. But yeah, basically creating boundaries and letting people know that I won't be doing special favors or taking advantage of if I don't want to be. And saying no is okay. Saying yes to doing more things, saying no when it doesn't actually bring me any sort of happiness or joy. And if it only stresses me out more, I'm going to have to say no. And that's all I gotta say. I guess, this little rant was all over the place, but this is me, 2020. Let's go.